Daisy Thomas. Morning.
Yes.
Good morning, team. Good morning. How was your weekend, mate?
It was fun, actually. I had a really good time watching some football and then had a really good time watching the Grand Prix last night.
Did you?
Yes.
I stayed up and... Watched Daniel Ricciardo.
Yeah, Daniel Ricciardo and a bit of a crash behind him. It was all happening.
Because he was second on the grid. I don't actually know what happened.
He just went straight to first from the start.
And then bang, held on.
And then there was a crash behind him. Verstappen parked his car on top of Hamilton's car, which apparently you're not allowed to do.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. I look forward to seeing that.
As a newcomer to the sport, that was quite interesting. So it was a good weekend of sport in terms of there was sport on. The games themselves, probably not the greatest contest you'll ever see.
Let's start with Friday night.
Oh, well, I think that was the one that people may have expected to get away.
Yes.
And of course, the D's, well, they just did an absolute demolition job on the Cats, didn't they?
They just flogged them.
83 points.
And it was over at quarter time.
The first 5 minutes, you could tell that they were on. Ben Brown went up and he hit the post early and Tom McDonald kicked it into the man on the mark. And as someone watching it, like, oh, these are the little things. They look a little bit nervous. But from then on, it was a sit and steer job, really. Big Max was just toying with the opposition. I was having a genuine laugh watching Max. And I think a lot of people at home or wherever they were watching it would have been doing the same because you just don't really expect that.
No.
And the manner in he grabbed one out of the ruck and kicked a goal from, you know, no daylight in the pocket.
He's on fire.
By the time you're digesting that and realising what he's done, he's taking a mark inside 50 and going for his fifth.
I mean, I haven't watched much of Melbourne this year. Has Max been playing like that all? Are they talking about Brownlows for Max?
I don't think they'll be talking about Brownlows for Max. Obviously, Oliver and Petrarca are probably the ones they're talking Brownlows for. But Max has been fantastic. If you go back to round 23 when the D's made that comeback against Geelong when they were 40-plus points up,
Max was the man.
Yeah, he was the man, though. He had 20-odd hit-outs. He had a lot of possession. So he's been fantastic. But it was unbelievable game of footy. Obviously, probably the only talking point out of it is Stephen May and his little hamstring.
But he sort of came back, and I mean, two weeks.
Yeah, we're led to believe he'll be completely fine.
You don't think so?
No, I think he will be.
Yeah.
Yeah, just I'd be playing if I did a hammy.
When you were... Yeah, exactly. I mean, you'd have to lose a leg to miss a grand final, wouldn't you? When you were beating teams like that in a prelim,
yes.
And I think you were talking...
Yeah, we did, yes.
...about Geelong as well.
Correct.
What are you thinking at halftime when you know you're that far up? Is it hard to stay up?
It's hard not to get excited because obviously you know that you're going through, the game's over, you're going through to the grand final, so... You have to continue to play well so, one, you get picked for the next week and you don't let the side back in because obviously teams can score very quickly. But the other one is, and this is probably the coaches won't like you saying this, but you're doing your best to not get injured.
Yeah, of course.
In terms of, you know, if the game's on the line, you don't really have time to think. You just go and put your head in the hole and go and retrieve it.
Mm.
But if you're 10 goals up at half time, you're wondering, oh,
I wonder.
A high ball and someone's coming. I might just go front and centre this one.
So, turn around and,
yeah,
and rove.
Or a little bit of a trip over as you turn to run back. So all the little things. But it was fantastic to see the D's players on the bench. Obviously, they had all the stars there on the bench with the last 5 minutes or whatever it was. And just sitting there and having a genuine giggle at how good they were.
What about Geelong? I said earlier in the year, everyone hated me for saying it, but that they've promised a lot and not delivered as much as they should have over the years.
Well, that's probably not
and
the...
people were turning on me, Daisy.
That's probably not the worst call I've heard this weekend. Hey Shaw, who I have a show with, he said in May that Western Bulldogs and the Demons are no chance to make the grand final.
he was wrong.
Everyone's got the receipts on that one, so your call isn't that bad. Look, the Cats is no doubt they're getting old. And that's the thing that everyone will start to talk about. They still have some really good players in a younger bracket.
Yeah.
But they continue to top up. So it'll be interesting. And whether or not Carlton now, this is the rumours, of course, it's come with once a team's out of the finals, is now that Carlton is circling for the Geelong coach.
Yes. I thought they were circling for for Cook.
They've circled for Cook, and apparently he might
surely to God, Cook wouldn't go to Carlton, though. Like, what a way to end your career in administration, going to Carlton and just sitting there until they get rid of you.
You probably haven't given them the greatest endorsement.
Sorry, Daisy. I forgot you spent time there.
Yeah, no, it's all right. They sacked me so they could get stuffed. The other big game, of course, the other prelim final, Adelaide Oval, Saturday night, a cherry ripe, fresh Port Adelaide taking on the Western Bulldogs, who had literally been everywhere, man. Yeah. They had been to Brisbane, to Tassie, across to Perth, went to Adelaide, weren't allowed to train before the game.
That's right.
Quite funny.
Because their WA COVID tests weren't recognised by the South Australian government.
Yeah, oh. You know, that makes sense. interesting that it wasn't lost on, the good people on Twitter that saying the Western Bulldogs finally got their training drill. Just happened to be in the game. So Port Adelaide, they were horrific. They were
terrible.
I think watching that one, it was a coaching masterclass. We can get to that from Bevo. He was fantastic. Yeah. But I reckon the Port boys would have sat there and watched the game, the Melbourne Geelong game, and just had a little bit of, well, this is what will happen to us.
Yeah.
We're fresh. The Dogs have been everywhere. We'll roll out and it'll just happen. And the Dogs were fantastic. They brought the heat. Tactically, they were really good. Obviously, Alir, he's the man you have to stop for Port Adelaide if you want to do that. So Luke Beveridge, he sent a couple of forwards, the small forwards, up to behind the stoppages when they were on the wings and really disconnected the Port Adelaide defence. So he had a chunk of players, essentially, a big bit of space and a chunk of players. And they couldn't figure out where to stand Alir. And then Josh Shackey, who's been in and out of the side, he was a high draft pick but never really got going. They sent him to him and he played behind Alir like a defender almost as the forward.
Brilliant.
Tactical brilliance
from
Beveridge.
Daisy.
It was fantastic. So
it was great to see Koshy's face every now and then up in the stand and just watch him unravel in real time.
71 points was the margin. But again, it was all over at quarter time.
I know. I stopped watching it.
Yeah.
Halfway through the second half and said to my partner, what do you want to watch?
But I couldn't believe it because Port Adelaide, you know, all things equal, should have, you know, again, should have, could have, with a better team. Yeah. They've had the better season. Yeah. The Dogs, as we said, had done it the hard way, and Port just did not fire a shot. So I'm not sure what happens over there. Interesting conversations.
Well, every time they lose a game, Koshy tries to get rid of Hinkley.
Yeah.
He's got a touch of the Eddies. He's got a touch of the Kennetts and Clarksons.
Well, I think
Kennett tried to get rid of Alistair Clarkson every time he lost a
game. Well, he finally got his man in the end, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, ironically.
And that was a nice, smooth transition. We all know how well that worked.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that one goes next year as well.
The interesting one for the Dogs now. So they're obviously through. Cody Waitman missed with concussion.
So he'll be fine.
He'll be fine, and there's a spot there for him. Interesting to see who comes out. And Alex Keith, he was a late out, so he plays in the back line for the Dogs. So two changes you'd imagine for the Bulldogs.
Any update on the Bont's knee?
I think he was completely fine. I think it was,
kicked just, two goals. Just looked pretty sharp.
He looked unbelievable. A little bit of carry on. I was concerned. We're doing the pre-match show and we're talking about bone bruising because that stuff hurts.
Yeah.
If you land on it, it hurts. And you lose a little bit every time you land on it.
Yeah.
He was unbelievable. He was like the side.
He's got an amazing handball on him too.
He's just
doesn't get talked about much.
He's just a big person, a big long stride. It's almost unfair. I've spoken about it a lot. You know, for blokes of my size, 185 centimetres back in the day, 85 kilos, he'd be 190 plus, 95 kegs. You can't wrap him up. Him and Ollie Wines in the midfield.
They're just huge.
It's absolutely ridiculous. But I'm still a little bit confused by that game, really, to see how it got to that margin. And now it shapes up to be an absolute cracker of a grand final.
What is grand final day looking like for you?
Well, it's in 13 or 12 days, so we've got a bit of time to plan, don't we?
Well, Matthew Guy, you might have heard of him. He's the leader of the opposition.
Yes.
Newly elected. went to the party room and they got rid of O'Brien.
He flipped him, yes.
Yeah, if you've ever heard of him. He's suggesting that we have social bubbles.
Okay.
Family social bubbles. Grand final day bubbles.
Yeah,
so you can have one other family at your house. I like it.
I like it. I like the idea of just catching up with anyone if we could at any stage throughout.
I'd have Terry over the road over at this stage.
Yeah.
Just have a chat.
It will be interesting though because we have been promised some freedoms once the vaccination gets to the target and it looks like we're getting closer and closer to that. So we'll wait and see.
Will you break the rules is what I'm asking you on ground.
I probably won't. No.
Correct answer.
We've come this far.
Yeah.
So
you'll behave yourself.
Yeah, I will come to your
house. I'll see you at mine.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha!